Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Katie came in this morning and she's like, I gotta talk about my walk yesterday.
Oh, my run. But Whatever. Still, I was outside, exactly.
Doesn't matter.
Getting my steps in. Well, it is kind of important just because on my run, I always go a mile out and then I turn around and come back that same mile, right? So
sure.
As I'm reaching my mile mark running out, I came across this group of two ladies and they had like four dogs with them, right? And I was approaching them as they're trying to get on the path and I'm just about, again, to hit that mile mark and turn back around, but they're four dogs, one of them sees me coming and just starts barking aggressively. The closer I get, the louder and more frequent.
Did you smell like
they
meat?
Bark. I just feel like this dog is a little anxious, which is fine. I get it. I was trying to keep my distance and also I was trying to stay back a little bit so I didn't have to pass them and then come back the same direction and see them again, right?
Oh, yeah. Been there, done
that. Exactly. Yep. Exactly. So I was just like trying to stay back and the lady looks at me and she was just like, will you just go? And I was like,
ooh.
I know. And so I was like, I am actually just going to right there, the gazebo, and then I'm turning around. That's my mile mark. And she looks at me, and I'm trying to, like, calm her dog, right? So as I turn back around, it's getting even more aggressive at me. And I'm like, it's okay. It's okay. It's fine. She's like, just go. And I was like, well, I
it's
see
on you, lady.
I said to her, I was like, now I see why your dog's so snippy. And I ran away. I ran away because
solid
I was like,
mic
twice
drop.
She tells me, just go. And I was just, it really just struck me as people have absolutely no decorum anymore when we're out and about. There's no manners. There's
How rude is she?
How rude is absolutely right.
Like I'm mad for you right
it
now.
It got me all kinds of fired up. And the only thing that I was
Her
very
dumb
grateful
dog.
For was I was so jazzed the rest of my run. I was like, that lady.
Adrenaline.
I did not get tired at all because I just
bet.
Kept thinking about
I put
that
in
lady.
14 miles yesterday because
sure
of that
did.
Stupid dog.
Just kept, no, not the dog at all. I felt bad for that dog that's its owner because now I understand why
of that
it's so
stupid owner.
Worked up all the time, you know. I just wanted to hug that poor little puppy, Nana. But it just got me thinking because I got on TikTok and I don't know if it's just because I was so irritated at somebody I saw out and about, but this lady popped up on TikTok and she started talking about Denver specifically and how nobody's nice anymore. And I really felt it. I just like, and as much as that right there, that's more about just being nice to people when you are out and about. And just, I don't know if that's a Midwestern thing where I'm from.
It
it's
totally
like,
is.
You
yeah.
know, I realize that when I'm out and about and especially running and walking, saying hi to every single person on the path is a little crazy.
No, but
right?
I do that.
Yeah,
like I flash
them
a smile and do
it,
you know. But I've noticed, the reciprocation is very minimal
it's
on a lot
so
of people.
Different now, and it wasn't.
Are they in
like
the zone?
That. Yeah, I did this actual like this lady here went on to explain that it's been like since 2018, right? Like that's really when the shift happened, and she's like, I don't know if it's the transplants that came to Colorado or if it's actual like Colorado natives who are getting fed up with having to be nice all the time.
It's
I
Denver,
don't know,
especially though.
It is
like,
Denver, but even here in Lone Tree.
Yeah, but if I'm for my walk sometimes too, I do like I do get in the zone sometimes too, and I just don't want to be bothered. I don't want to acknowledge anybody. That's kind of like my alone time, quiet time, especially if I'm out running. If I'm walking, I'm a little more apt to, hey, you know, one of those, hey,
yeah.
hey.
Yeah.
I don't know. And it's different, too, I think, in this lady's defense, if you got a pain in the arse dog.
Yes.
Because I have a pain in the arse dog. And if we're out, she's a monster.
Is she?
She's
Goldie
a monster
Fawn?
When we go for walks. She attacks every person on a bike that drives by.
Oh, I didn't
like,
know
like, if
that.
We're letting one of the kids walk her and we see a bike coming, we're like, give me the dog, give me the dog, give me the dog.
Yeah.
She'll go, ah! She'll go after the bike. She'll go after scooters. I ended up buying one of those collars that would buzz her and kind of, you know.
Yeah.
And I ended up returning it because it was.
Oh, did you feel bad?
I felt bad. I was like, I'm not going to use this anymore. It's horrible for the dog. But we're like trying to figure out how to like stop her from doing that.
Yeah.
And it's actually quite funny because we put a full harness on her now. So we walk her with the full harness and it snaps on the back.
Uh-huh.
The leash does. So she's so small and so light. Nicole gets mad at me because every time a cyclist or somebody comes by, I can take the leash and I just hold her in the air.
Yeah.
Because she's in the full harness. She's
exactly.
not hurting her. Not choking her. So I just hold her in the air and she tries to run, you know, so she's air running and And so that's kind of how we're combating that.
Yeah.
You put her in air
is
jail.
I just
that's
hold
what it's
her
called.
In the air when somebody goes by. But so in that lady's defense, I can see why she was kind of butthurt because her dog's a jerk. But still.
But again, her reaction is
to
probably
you
why
is uncalled for.
Her,
yeah.
Well, and why her dog
did
is
you really
acting
linger?
That way.
Did you linger for a long time,
well,
though?
Well, I didn't linger. I just tried to assess the situation. And again, I was trying to let them go past the gazebo so I didn't have to pass them at all. And she didn't like that. That's when she told me to just go.
Just
in the
go!
Beginning. But yeah, I don't know. I just feel that people are in their own little bubbles now. And you're right. It's okay every once in a while. But I think it's also important to look up. And remember, there's a whole world going on out there. And yeah. It doesn't hurt you at all to smile. Really doesn't, you know. And I don't know. I just feel like we're kind of letting that get by. And that's not something we want to, you know. I don't know. I just think that we need to hang on to that. We need to hang on to those niceties because it can mean a lot to somebody to see you smile. It really can. I'm just saying. It can change somebody's whole day just by smiling at them. Thank you. See?
You're welcome. I'm smiling at you right now.
All better.
Is everything better now?
All better.